Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Masru lo, they would give to the Kohen Gadol every day during the 7 days before Yom Kippur, Zikanim Mizikne Beis Din, the elders from the elders of the Beis Din, from the Chachamim of the Sanhedrin, and they would teach him the Avodah, they teach him the service. Vikaron Lafanav Beseder Hayom, and they'd read to him, the elders of Beis Din would read to him, every day they would read to him the parashios in the Torah and Achrimos that discuss the avodah, the service of Yom Kippur, to get him familiar with what he's doing. They would say to him, Ishi, my master, Adoni, my master, Kohen Gadol, Kara Ata Beficha, you read the order of the process from the Psukim in the Torah. Shema Shechachta, lest you forgot about it, or Shema Lo Lamata, maybe you never even learned it, and then we don't want you to forget what you have to do on Yom Kippur, so, you know, start preparing now. And the Gemara explains that it's strange, like, why is the Mishnah telling us this? The Kohen Gadol had to be the greatest one in Noi, in beauty, in Koach, and strength, in Chachma, and wisdom, and Osher, and wealth. He was the epitome. If he wasn't rich, his brothers had to make him rich. It says, you know, why are we saying these basic things that they have to start teaching him, you know, the Parshus and the Torah? Does the Kohen Gadol not know what he's got to do? So this goes back to what we said in Mishnah Aleph. Bisman based by Hashini during the times of the second base of Mikdash, the Kohen Gadols that were serving were not befitting to be a Kohen Gadol. Rather, they were, you know, relatives of the king, and they would purchase it with bribes, and they were just wicked, ruthless people. So they didn't even know Torah. They didn't know how to say, you know, Psukim in the Torah. And therefore, the elders of the Beis Din would come over to him and they'd say, maybe you didn't learn Shem Lo Lamata, and they'd have to teach him the process, you know, of Yom Kippur. So that's what the Mishnah means over here. Erev Yom Kippurim and before and on Erev Yom Kippur, Shachas in the morning, Ma'amidin also, they would appoint this Kohen Gadol, Beshar HaMizrach in the eastern gate of the Chatzar of the Azara. Umarav Yom Lafanav, then they'd pass in front of him. Parim, oxen, oxes, Elim, rams, Kvasim, sheep, that are going to be sacrificed the next day on Yom Kippur. And why would they do this? Excuse me, Kedeshi Maker, he should recognize the animals and know, oh, this is the order, or this is what I'm sacrificing. Get him familiar with the process. Virago ba'avoda, to be accustomed to the service, so that on Yom Kippur, you know, he shouldn't start, you know, flaunting or making mistakes. He should already be acquainted with what he has to do. The Seirim, though, the goats, so we said Parm, Elam, and Kvasim, oxes, rams, and sheep, they would pass before him. The seir, the goat, they would not pass before him, because we don't want him to techlash daitiv neshehim bam al chati Yisrael. The goat's specific job was to atone for the sins of Klai Yisrael. So it was more of like it was a sad thing to do, and we didn't want him to, you know, get depressed. So that they wouldn't pass in front of him, but the other animals we would. And that wraps up Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet, Kol Shivas Yamim, all 7 days that the Kohen Gadol will be preparing before Yom Kippur, Lo Hayumonim Imenu Machal Mishnah, they would not withhold from him food and drink, meaning he's able to eat, he's able to drink like he wants. But Erev Yom Kippurim, on the eve of Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha, before it got dark, Kodom Shechashecha, before it got dark, meaning by the Su'uda Hamaf Sekes, the meal that you eat right before Yom Kippur, they wouldn't let him eat a lot. Meaning, of course, he could eat Zarif Yom Kippur, but he couldn't eat too much. Why? Because the food would bring him to sleep. If you eat too much, it brings on the sleep. And the Kohen Gadol was prohibited to sleep the whole night of Yom Kippur, lest he see curry, lest he has an emission of Zara, of sperm from his body, and it becomes Tameh, then he can't serve. So, and Mitam Zed, they also, from this reason, they also withhold from him from eating any kinds of foods that would warm up the body. Because when the body is warm, it could have an emission from the body. So during the regular 7 days, he could eat whatever he wants. But on Erev Yom Kippur, they didn't let him eat too much. And they didn't let him eat foods, that would warm up his body in order that he shouldn't have an emission that evening and then become pus and become invalid. So it's unbelievable. You see over here that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't sleep the whole night. right? It was a hard thing to do. And yet these wicked Kohens wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. Not even Kohen. It could have been just a Joe Schmo. They wanted to serve as a Kohen Gadol because they wanted all the honor. They just wanted covet. And they, with a bribe, they'd purchase it. And we'll see as we go on again that these people were wicked people. It was very unfortunate that they were serving then. You know, even for things like, you know, not sleeping the whole night and having, you know, cutting down on food, they wanted to do it just to get that honor. So there are stuff on Mishnah for today, and yep, and that's a wrap.